everybody, and welcome to another 10-Minute Monday. I'm excited for this episode. I think I say that about every single episode, but truly, it does excite me, okay? I'm going to be talking to you about if you were my client and you wanted to make this month your biggest sales month yet, you wanted to grow your business more than you ever have before, you want to get in front of more eyeballs, become more visible, grow your presence online, and increase that bottom line, then this is what I would tell you to do. Now, sometimes in business, we go through periods where we just want to up the ante a little bit and we just want to keep growing and scaling. I mean, I feel like that's where we're always hopefully should be. Sometimes in business, we go through points where we feel like we're in a bit of a slump or a bit of a funk. And I've definitely had a few conversations recently with people that do feel like that in their business. They're like, oh, I just feel a little bit disconnected, or things just feel slightly slower right now. And don't get me wrong, like that's totally fine. And we are going to experience times in our business like that. And I think it's important to acknowledge that that is a very normal part of business to go through. It's not always going to be, oh my God, this is amazing. Like business will be challenging sometimes. However, if you are wanting to truly scale and you're wanting to make the decision, because I really do believe in the power of decision making. And when we decide that this month is going to be our best month, or this is the month that we are going to take our business super, super seriously, more seriously than we've ever taken it, while still having fun, of course, and grow and scale and put out more content and get creative and move, because the opposite of stagnancy is movement. And as long as we're moving and experimenting and having fun along the way, that is when you'll start to see growth. So that being said, one of the first things that I would tell my client to do if they wanted to make this month their biggest sales month ever is I would tell them to sort out their content system. Now, this is something that I recently have been doing a little bit of an overhaul with my own content. I haven't been putting dungarees on my posts. I have been sort of taking a little audit, a bit of a bird's eye view of the content that I've been putting out and the cadence at which I'm putting out content and where I'm putting out content. And I'm like, we need to up the ante here. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that you have to become this crazy content creation machine and you're going to have to burn out in order to get more visible and grow your audience. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is that you need to, age old saying, work smarter, not harder. I don't believe that you need to reinvent the wheel. I don't believe that just because you want to expand where you're posting, it means you've got to double or triple or quadruple the amount of content that you're creating every month. It simply means that you need to be smarter about how you're repurposing your content. Also the types of content that you're putting out there. So for example, recently I have created a brand new content structure for myself. And we really do need to look at our content like it is a system, because it is a huge, huge part of our business. It's a massive cog of our business. It's lead generation, it's visibility, it's product awareness, it is everything. It's how we connect with our audience. It's what they see. It's like our storefront. So I have created a content schedule for myself. I do think, honestly, that carousels, I love a carousel. And if you follow me on Instagram at Katie Manbrick Coaching, plug, plug. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll know that I love a carousel. However, we can't deny the fact that reach on carousels is so low. And I don't truly believe that it's worth investing too much time in creating carousels. Where I do believe it's worth creating time is video. And that means talking reels, that means B-roll type reels and TikToks. And when you've got that video, that's when you can repurpose it across to the other platforms. So what I'm doing is I'm aiming to put out about 5 or 6 reels/TikToks per week and 2 Instagram carousels per week. I know this might seem like a lot of content, but there is a lot of repurposing going on. I'm reusing old stuff, old emails. I'm turning a caption into an email. I am not creating 10 new pieces of brand new content for video every single week. I am repurposing, reusing, rejigging a lot of it. And if you would like to look more at your content structure/systems, this would be perfect for a one-on-one intensive with me. So if you want to find out more about that, either click the link in the show notes and it'll take you to the Work With Me page, or you can just DM me the word coaching on Instagram and we can have a chat about what that intensive could look like. But I really am doing an overhaul on that, and I want to increase the amount of content that I'm putting out there, a lot more speaking reels, and also a lot more of client case studies, a lot more of embodiment, building connection with my audience, being more vulnerable with my audience, because that is ultimately what A, builds authority, but B, builds trust and connection with your audience, which is why people buy from us. When they feel like they connect with us and when they trust that we are the person that's going to deliver them the results, that's when they're going to want to buy from us. So number one thing, I always think, look at your content. And of course, as a side note in that, look at your messaging. Again, that is definitely something that we could work on in my one-to-one intensive. So if you are interested in that, just DM me the word coaching on Instagram. Another thing I would say to do is to redistribute your energy. Now, what I see people do a lot, and this leads to burnout, it leads to disappointment, disenchantment, all the D's, is when we focus way too much on one single launch and we plan this launch for 2 months straight, we don't really do anything else, and we put all of our eggs in that launch basket. If that launch doesn't go exactly how we wanted it to, we end up feeling so disappointed because we put all of our time, energy, and effort into one thing. If we are only having one sales call every month, yeah, we're going to put a lot of pressure on that singular sales call because that feels like our only opportunity to land a sale. If we are only posting content on one platform, same thing. We're going to expect that all of our leads and all of our sales are going to come from that singular platform. We don't want to do this. We don't want to put all of our energy into one singular thing, because that's when we do get disappointed. That's when we start to pin all of our hopes and put too much pressure on that thing. What we want to do is redistribute our energy so that we're not putting all of our eggs in one basket. We're not putting all of our fingers in a singular pie. We are posting across multiple platforms. Again, in that same way that I said, we're repurposing, we're being smart about it. We are having conversations with ideal clients daily, not necessarily sales conversations, but we are having conversations with our ideal clients daily. I'm just focusing on having more sales conversations in general. So then we don't have to put so much focus on one single thing. We can focus on being more organized. This is a huge thing that I think a lot of people underestimate. You feel like you're not really running a full-time business and you're not being a CEO of your business, even though you are those things, because you're not planned and you don't have structures and systems in place in your business. You just feel like you're running around and just, I don't know, maybe I'll throw up a piece of content today and maybe I'll hop on stories, what I even talk about on stories, what am I even posting next week? What am I launching next quarter? I don't know. What are my sales looking like? Like, when you feel like that, that gives you frantic energy in your business, but it also gives the energy of you not taking your business completely seriously and you're not running your business like a CEO. When you start running your business in a more organized way, and this does not mean, by the way, that you cannot have freedom. Freedom is something that's so important to me, and flexibility is so important to me. So I make sure that although I am planned and I am structured and I do, you know, get my calendar in order and I do try and plan my days out, I always have an element of flexibility because I don't like to be too tied to a certain plan. But it's really important that you do start redistributing your energy and run your business much more like a CEO. That's when momentum picks up, and that's when people start to take notice of you, and that's when you start to land more clients. I'm going to leave this episode here. I hope you found these tips helpful. There's probably a whole other episode I could do on this. Maybe I might do a part two on how to make this month your biggest sales month yet. So let me know if you'd like to hear that. And I will see you all on Wednesday's episode. I have the wonderful Meg Lana on Wednesday's episode. If you would like to work with me in either my one-on-one intensives or my one-on-one coaching, please get in touch. I will leave a link to the show notes below where you can check out how to work with me. You can find out about the investment, all of that. Or if you just want to go straight in, slide into my DMs and DM me the word coaching, you are more than welcome to do that as well. I hope you all have a fabulous rest of your day, and I will see you on Wednesday for the guest expert episode. Bye.